Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen and living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word of God that we meditate upon this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. So far our text. Sanctify us by your word, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. Yesterday was Vanessa and my 7th wedding anniversary. We went out. We did some fun things. A lot of fun. But after the celebration, we still have each other. There has to be something deeper, there has to be something more that you're celebrating, otherwise the celebration is empty, isn't it? If all we had was the anniversary, we'd be left pretty sad and depressed when it was done. Similarly also with Christmas. Despite what my wife thinks, the lights are going to have to come down eventually. The tree is going to have to get thrown away. And when the celebration is over, what's left? For those of us who know and have Christ, the celebration is but a reminder of something we have all year long. And we're not left empty, but we're left filled with something we can carry with us everywhere. Without Christ, there would be nothing but depression. Now, granted, Christmas is kind of like a sugar high. It does leave you a little bit, probably going to leave you a little bit depressed when you do throw the tree away. But Christ is there. Christ remains. In our sermon text this morning, the shepherds saw the hosts of the angels. The glory of the Lord shone around them, but only for a couple minutes. And then the angels were gone, and the light was gone. They weren't sad. They were filled with joy. Because what the angels left behind was greater than the angels or that shining light. What did the shepherds say? They said, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." When the light was gone, the word, the message, the good news that the angels had come to bring to them remained in their hearts. And they rejoiced in that. This happens continually throughout the Gospels, doesn't it? Peter, James, and John went up the mountain and they saw the glory of the Lord shining around Jesus, and they saw Moses and Elijah. But then the light was gone. Moses and Elijah was gone. They had to go down the mountain, but what remained was the word of the Lord. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. The women on Easter morning saw the angels and the empty tomb, but they didn't even stay. They didn't even wait for the angels to go away. They left. Because they had a message, a word from the angels that was greater and more important than the vision of angels. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. And how can we forget the Emmaus disciples who walked with the Lord and broke bread and ate it with him, and yet when he was gone, the word remained with them. The scriptures that he had opened to their hearts and to their minds on the way, the scriptures which burned within their hearts, they said, so that they ran back to Jerusalem with great joy to share this wonderful message with the other disciples. This happens to us quite a bit in this life. We have Christmas Day. We have certain times in our lives when we feel, or at least we think we feel, the glory of God, the love of Christ surrounding us. It's a wonderful thing. Maybe we come to church and particularly enjoy the singing on that day, or go to a Christmas Eve concert and we're uplifted by the wonderful news and the wonderful rejoicing that the children bring to us. But it doesn't last. Christmas Eve is one day. Christmas Day is one day out of 365. The tree lasts for a month at most, and it goes away. When it departs, it leaves us the word, the promises, the good, joyful news that a Savior is born for us. The word remains to sustain and lift us up and keep us through all the other moments, through all the rest of the years. It's the thing that remains, and we take with us everywhere we go. It wasn't just the word that was left, however, when the angels departed. They also left the shepherds with signs, didn't they? This will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and laying in a manger. Now, if we compare this sign to some of the other signs in Scripture, it rather falls flat, doesn't it? After all, the Israelites received the 10 plagues and the opening of the Red Sea and manna from heaven. Joshua saw the signs of the miracle of the wall of Jericho falling in and the sun standing still in the sky. Elijah had fire from heaven. The three men were able to walk in the fiery furnace without getting burnt. And so many more examples. This sign doesn't really compare to those, does it? A babe wrapped up in cloth, that's every infant in the history of the world. That's what they teach you in baby class at the hospital when you have your first child, right? How to change the diaper, how to feed it, and how to wrap it up in cloth. Laying in a manger, a little bit different, a little bit odd. We don't usually lay our children in a feeding trough, but certainly not a miracle. But you see, it's not that kind of a sign, is it? The sign the angels give to the shepherds isn't meant to be a miracle. It's not meant to be fire from heaven. The shepherds already have that. They have the glory of the Lord. They have the angels, the choirs of heaven singing to them. And they're not so foolish as Zechariah to doubt the word when angels appear to them. They already know this is the Christ. All they need is a way to find the child the angel is speaking of. When the angel talks about this will be the sign to you, it's not giving them a miracle from heaven, but just a way to distinguish this is the child from all the other children that might be in Bethlehem. a sign of Christ's presence. We have the same. We also are given promises, signs of Christ's presence. Not fire from heaven. We don't need that. We have the word of the angels and the apostles. We have the empty tomb. We know that Jesus is the Christ. We know he is our Savior from sin. All we need to know is where to find him. Christ leaves us signs of his presence. This is my body and my blood, he says. Here he is, right here for you. Would you like to follow the shepherds, the manger? Would you like to come with them to kneel and hold the Christ child? He's not in Bethlehem anymore. He's not in the manger anymore. Here's the sign by which you can find him. This is my body and blood. Come here to worship him with the shepherds and to kneel before him. The scriptures are clear. The signs of his presence are the word and the sacraments, most especially the Lord's Supper. What a wonderful gift that is, that when Christmas is over, the child, Christ himself, his very body and blood remain with us. And finally, when the angels were gone, the shepherds still had the child himself, didn't they? The Savior born for you. You know, I did a wedding in L.A. many years ago, 14, 15 years ago. And like normal at a wedding, I'm up here in the, obviously it wasn't in this church, but I'm up near the altar and the wedding party is standing in front of me, so you can't really see much of the congregation. The bride and groom are usually right in front of you. I did the vows and the sermon and everything, and I found out afterwards that no one was listening to me because the flower girl was running around doing antics right behind the wedding party. I couldn't see her, but that's what the guests were all watching. It's not unusual for our children to steal the show, is it? If I brought Kaylee up here, you guys would probably be paying a lot more attention. Probably wouldn't hear anything I had to say, but you'd probably be watching more intently. And of course, we had the beautiful presentation by the children Christmas Eve. It's not unusual for children to steal the show, but no child has ever stolen the spotlight, stolen the show as effectively or as well as this child did Christmas Eve. Or Christmas Day evening. Here the shepherds heard the choirs of angels singing. They saw the glory of the Lord. Imagine what perfect harmony they must have heard from those angels. And yet, Luke makes it clear that the topic of their conversation, the thing they really rejoiced in, the thing they wanted everyone to know, was not the angels they had heard, but who this child was. Luke 2:17, now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. Luke goes to great lengths to emphasize that the thing they wanted to share with everyone was not how beautifully the angels sang, but who this child was. There is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. I think the kids did an amazing job Christmas Eve. And the teachers as well, a lot of work to get the kids ready, probably a lot of parents as well too. It was beautiful. And our thanks to those who worked so hard to prepare that Christmas Eve program. But as beautiful as the singing of the kids was, it's nothing compared to the message they brought us. There is born to you this day a Savior. It is the message of that child born for you that truly made that service glow in our hearts with joy. It is that message of a child born for you that makes every Sunday glow with the glory of the Lord. It is that message which we take with us when Christmas is done and the lights are down, and sustains us and keeps us throughout our life. A Savior is born for you. Amen.